Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Well, Happy New Year. We don't often get to have church on New Year's Day, so this is kind of a treat. We have New Year's Eve service often, but we usually get about a dozen people or so. So this is nice to have all of you here on New Year's Day. It's, you know, starting 2017 off in the right place here in the Lord's house, asking for His grace and His mercy. Now, today is also 8 days after Christmas, so just for your information, it's also the day we celebrate Jesus' circumcision and when He was given His name. They would do that 8 days after a child was born. A male would be circumcised, but either way, 8 days after, they would name the child. So today we would celebrate He's given the name Jesus, which means, of course, the Lord saves. But I'm going to talk a lot more today about New Year's Day. When we begin a brand new year, I think we usually just, you probably don't think about it, but you probably do it anyway. We do two things. We look back and we look forward. So on this day, January 1st, we kind of look back, 2016, and we say, okay, how was it? You know, did I do what I hoped I was going to do? Was it a good year? Was it a disappointing year? Was it a hard year? And, you know, only you can answer that. You look back today and you say, okay, how was my year 2016? Then you look forward, you look at 2017, and you say, okay, what are my plans for this year? You know, what do I hope to accomplish? What maybe do I hope to change? What resolutions? What goals? And I just want you to know, all of this is really good and really helpful, and we should be doing it. We should be looking back, asking God for forgiveness, and we should be always looking forward, making plans, making resolutions, goals, of course, always by His help. But when you do all of that, there's always this little danger that can come. Like on a New Year's Day, if you're looking forward, making all your plans for this year, there's that little danger that you will start to think that those things have to happen. You know, when you're setting your resolutions, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to change, or maybe you're making all your plans, this is what I'm going to do in 2017, we can easily start to think that unless I accomplish these things, then it's not going to be complete, or then it's not going to be right. And we do that not just with years, but with our entire life. Of course, we've all heard of bucket lists. You know, you've got this kind of list of things that you think you have to do in your lifetime. Otherwise, you're not going to be somehow complete. So you've got to check all these things off. Well, there's a real danger here that you need to be aware of. The danger, of course, is getting so wrapped up in our plans. And the real danger then is forgetting Jesus. When we believe in Jesus, then 2017 can go however God wants it to go, and it'll be okay. When we believe in Jesus, then the rest of our life can go however God wants it to go, and it will be okay, no matter what. So just consider for a moment right now that 2017, the year ahead of you right now, probably will not go as you have planned. Or just consider for a moment that the week, this week for you, probably will not go as you have planned. And just consider for a moment that 2017 may very well bring a whole bunch of challenges that you never even thought about. And then when you consider all of that, you can say, that's perfectly okay, because I believe in Jesus. Now, if you can do that, then I think you will know a little bit of what Simeon knew in our gospel reading today, a little bit of what he's talking about. He gets to see the baby Jesus, takes him up in his arms, and he says, Lord, now you are letting your servant go in peace. In other words, like Simeon, if Simeon had a bucket list, which we don't know if he did or not, but if he did, it was now complete. He says, Lord, now I can die in peace. And it's all because of this one thing, because of his Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Simeon, from what Luke tells us, he had been waiting for this day for whatever reason. God had specifically told him that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah, the Christ. God didn't tell anyone else that from what we're aware of, but he told Simeon he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. And I think that's all because God wanted you and I to have his witness and to have his words. God wanted you and me to hear Simeon say, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace." Because those words aren't just for Simeon, they're for us as well. We have the same Savior that Simeon had, and that means for us too, we are at peace. Today, if God decided today, at this very moment, that any one of us were to die, we would be at peace. We wouldn't have to fret and worry about all these things that we think we should have gotten done that we didn't get done. Or we don't need a year, you know, we don't need to know a year in advance so that we can have time to get our bucket list completed. We don't need any of that. We're at peace. If God takes us today, we say with Simeon, "Lord, you're letting me go in peace." We have all that we need because we have Jesus. Now, Simeon, of course, he actually held the baby Jesus in his arms. Jesus was still an infant, 40 days old, so he's still really small, right? Well, at 40 days, that was the law of the Lord. That was the ceremonial law. 40 days, they would bring. If you were a firstborn son, you'd be brought to the temple and presented there. So Simeon gets to hold Jesus and say, "Lord, you are letting your servant depart in peace." Well, we can't do that. But we do, however, get to hold Jesus. That's why we have his word. We hold his word in our ears and in our hearts. And in the Lord's Supper, we hold his body and blood under the bread and wine into our very bodies. And then what do we sing? Right after that, today we'll sing, "Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace," just like Simeon. See, when you receive Christ's body and blood here at this altar, then you can die in peace, just as Simeon did. All of your sins are forgiven. All of 2016 is forgiven. And there's nothing more that you have to do. There's no resolutions you have to accomplish, no goals you have to set. You can go in perfect peace, just like Simeon. Whatever comes will come, and we are ready. So, whatever we can make whatever resolutions, what goals we want, this is all fine and good, as long as we always know our ultimate resolution is just one thing: to believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And then we know that nothing can separate us from his love and we'll always be at peace. Now there's another thing that our scripture readings tell us on this New Year's Day. And this comes from the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 11. And that is that if you're like Simeon and you know that you believe in Jesus and you have the Messiah, your Savior Jesus Christ, well then you also have the Holy Spirit. And this is what he talks about in Isaiah chapter 11. He talks about this Spirit of Jesus. And you might have heard of this before. It's called, it's often called the sevenfold gifts of the Spirit. And you don't want to confuse these with the seven virtues. That's a different thing. Or you don't want to confuse them with the fruits of the Spirit. That's in Galatians, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all of that. This is a little different. There are these seven specific things that are mentioned here in Isaiah 11 that are called the seven gifts of the Spirit. I'll read them to you here. Isaiah says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord." So the counting gets a little weird here, but wisdom is one, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord. That's six. But the seventh is kind of, you have to kind of look for it a little bit. But where it says his delight will be in the fear of the Lord, a lot of times that's the seventh one is either joy or piety. But at any rate, here are these seven gifts that Jesus has perfectly. He has perfect wisdom, perfect understanding, perfect might, perfect counsel. And so, I mean, think about how incredible this is that when God gives you Jesus, he gives you the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, so that you also have these gifts: wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might. What more could we need in a new year than these gifts? Wisdom and understanding and counsel and might. When we have those gifts, then we can look ahead and look at 2017 and look at the rest of our lives and have the right view of it. We can have wisdom. Wisdom which knows that every day that God gives me from here on out is a gift. Okay? I will make my plans, make my resolutions, whatever. But I know that what every day God gives me is a pure gift. And no matter what I accomplish or don't get accomplished, I'm at peace because I have Christ. He gives us understanding. Understanding so that, you know, we will know each day is that gift, right? That we trust that God will determine our days and our years. We have his counsel and his might, which of course gives us strength so that when we're weak, that he will always be our strength. He'll be our strength and our weaknesses. So you put all this together. What does God say to you on this New Year's Day? First, that you have peace, like Simeon. You, no matter what 2017 brings, you have Jesus, so you need not worry about anything. Secondly, that with Jesus, you have all these gifts of the Spirit, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might. And finally, then, one more thing from our epistle, Galatians chapter 4. It's a little note that Paul makes about time here that's really significant as we think about a new year. He says that Jesus came at the fullness of time. So one last note for you about all of this. Always remember that God doesn't look at time the same way you and I do. We always are looking at time in this pure linear way, like it's a line from point A to point B. And so we see the calendar move from 2016 to 2017. We see it moving as this line, you know, day after day, year after year. But God doesn't see it that way. God, of course, is timeless. So Luther said that God sees time like it's one big heap, right? Not this long line, but just one big heap. All the way from Adam and Eve to you and me, it's all one big heap of humanity. And that's why it'll make a lot of sense to you then that Paul says Jesus came at the fullness of time, kind of at the top of the heap, so to speak. All time, no matter whether you're Adam and Eve or us, all time is centered in Jesus. So all of our days and all of our years are lived in him. In other words, God doesn't necessarily see your life like this long line, so God doesn't see, well, when you're a baby, when you're a toddler, you know, teen years, adult, so on and so forth. God looks at you and just sees you. He sees you in the fullness of time. Not in 2016 or in 2017. He just sees you in Jesus. He certainly cares about our time, but most of all, he cares about the fullness of our time, which is always our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, the year is not always, or really not what matters at all. It's always Christ, the fullness. So we start another year, 2017, in the fullness of time. And Jesus, our Savior. We're at peace. Even if the Lord would take us today, we're at peace. And in him, as we look forward to this year, we have all the gifts of his Spirit. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, and so forth. All of this is to say we start 2017 in a very good way. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.